Investment scams are fleecing Australians of more money than any other type of fraud. The latest figures show $328 million was swindled last year. In an alarming trend, cyber criminals are posing as employees of well-known banks and financial institutions. Here's Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.
Small business owner Tony Papagiannopoulos learned to save every dollar from a young age. He migrated to Australia with his mother as a 15-year-old in the 1980s, with little more than a suitcase of clothes to their names.
I remember my mum came into Australia with approximately $200 in 85. So it was fairly tight. I've worked fairly hard to provide the security for my family that I didn't have when I came over.
In March, Tony Papagiannopoulos wanted to move $200,000 from an investment that wasn't performing well. He put his details into three comparison sites advertised on Google and got a call from a woman calling herself Jane Weaver, posing as an employee of the financial firm JP Morgan.
I'm telling you, I was very sure I was speaking to JP Morgan at the time. Simple. I got tricked very well.
Soon after he transferred the money, the scammers called his wife's mobile, which he'd given as a secondary contact. A warning flashed up that the number was potentially fraudulent.
My wife was obviously trying to end the call very quickly in a nice way and to alarm me of what exactly was the phone saying.
He searched online and found the number had been linked to a scam back in 2016 and immediately started trying to get his money back.
I completely was gutted. Like, it's like, this is just, I try to keep it together, but it was very hard.
Delia Rickard from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says it's a growing trend for scammers to pose as employees of big companies.
These scammers are organised criminals. They tend to be based overseas. At the moment, we're seeing them imitate legitimate investment companies, and they will do a perfect replica of the prospectuses of those companies, simply changing the contact details. They are very difficult to pick.
The ABC is aware of one other victim of the JP Morgan scam who lost $75,000. Tony Papagiannopoulos's bank Citi and Westpac, the receiving bank, managed to retrieve all but $2,000 of his money.
I'm still pinching myself, to tell you the truth. Very happy.
But he still wants banks to change their systems to protect consumers, including stopping criminals from setting up accounts. JP Morgan says it became aware of scammers posing as the company in April and notified ASIC and published an alert on its website. Google says it takes action on so-called bad ads that don't comply with local laws and regulations, and it's removed 3.1 billion ads for violating its policies in the last few years.
That's Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.